Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. I am so incredibly flipping excited to be here this morning. You will not believe it. I missed you guys so much. 2 weeks of pre-recorded shows, and I think we're ready for a live one. So we're back on at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, crashing into the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. And I don't know what it is, and I'll apologize up front about this because it may come out during the program. I guarantee you it's going to come out during the aftershock for sure. But I am so snarky this morning, and I don't even know why. Like, I'm listening to the weather report, and it's like, plowing will begin when the snow starts. This just in. You know, of course it's going to begin when the snow starts. You know, meteorologists say the weather will vary depending on your location. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. I love it. So anyway, I don't know. I'm going to try to keep it under control during the main program here, but on the aftershock, there's too much to talk about that's off the hook. So, all right. So what we're going to do today on the program, guys, if you're new to the show, welcome aboard. You're listening to Compute This. My name's Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. This is a call-in show. It's a live show. It airs 7 a.m. So if you're listening to this at a different time and you call in, you're not going to get on the air because, you know, we're not here. If you want to call in with a question, comment, anything along those lines, be a part of the program, give us a call, 402-558-1110, or if you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. At the end of the program, we'll draw from one of the people who calls, makes a comment, just as a part of the program in some way. We'll draw a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. You can spend it on anything you want at the service center, and we'll get a hold of you on Monday. So when you do call in, we're going to ask for your name and your phone number. And the reason we want your phone number isn't because I'm going to stalk you. It's because we're going to try to give you money, okay? So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So don't give it. People actually give us fake numbers. Can you believe that? Like, we try to give people their money, and we can't get a hold of them because there's nobody here by that name. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, they call in, nobody ever called me to give me my $25. And, you know, okay, we got you. You know, but you don't have to give us a fake number. I'm not going to creep on you or anything. So last week, if you missed the program last week, definitely one you want to check out over at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show, all the previous programs. Of course, in any videos of both the main program and the after Schrock, just in case you don't do the book of faces, they're all there over at schrockinnovations.com. Click on radio show. But last week was Thor Stradamus' famous prediction episode, where we go over the predictions that Thor Stradamus made for the previous year, see if they came true, and then, of course, cover the new predictions of what he believes will happen in 2024. So that show is always very popular. So if you missed it, definitely check it out. I know a lot of people had stuff going on around the new year. And of course, this show will also be available at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, as well as the schrockinnovations.com radio show page. Coming up on the program today, guys, the holiday special is over. It is done. It is bye-bye. It is gone. We can still build them, but they cost a little bit more because we're not selling them at cost anymore. So the holiday special is over, but technology does march on. And we got some stories to bring you on the program today about some of the crazy new things that are coming to your computer. We've always talked about how your computer is modular. When you buy a computer from Schrock Innovations, you're buying a modular computer. And that's not just a brand. Now, a lot of people ask me, you know, well, what brand is it? It's like, it's a modular. Oh, well, okay. It's not just a brand name. It is a concept of constructing a computer so that it is specifically upgradable, so that anybody can upgrade it. Any shop you go to, if you decided to pick up, you know, maybe you were going to move to Florida, right? So you moved to Florida. Maybe you're going to move to Texas. So you moved to Texas. Any computer repair shop, Florida or Texas, can pick up a Schrock modular computer and modify it any way they need to, because the design is standardized. The components are standardized. They're not proprietary like you're going to get with an HP or a Dell or something like that. So it's a very affordable way to buy a computer that can grow with your needs or with your family's needs over time. So we're going to talk a little bit about that on the program today, and a special offer that we're going to give you to basically put our money where our mouth is and show you how modular things can actually be. Also, as you might know, CES is coming here, the Consumer Electronics Show. I asked the lovely Kimberly, you know, I said, hey, lovely Kimberly, you want to go to CES? We can go to Vegas for a couple days. Her response was, I don't like Vegas. And she really doesn't have any super desire to go to CES either. But then, you know, she saw the weather report and it did tell her that, you know, the weather will vary based on your physical location. So she thought if we were in Las Vegas, maybe it wouldn't be so snowy. So, okay, as long as you don't miss another radio show, we can maybe do this. So she goes and looks into what it is to go to CES, guys. When you go to CES, it is insane. You wait 20 minutes to go to the bathroom, for example. You can't get to the bathroom because 20 minutes goes by and all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I can go potty. That's great. You want to get food? You wait in line for 2 hours. And oh, that line for the bathroom is the men's room line, by the way, not the women's line. Yeah, it's that bad. And so my wife's telling me how, and then of course, if you want to get an Uber or a Lyft, because the CES is in 4 different venues across the strip. So if you want to go to CES, you have to basically walk the strip. And the strip looks really small on the map. On the map, the strip is tiny. But when you go to actually walk it, if you've ever walked the strip, it's very long. And you see all kinds of really interesting things when you walk the strip, let me tell you. So it's... At the end of the day, we decided we weren't going to CES, but that doesn't mean we can't tell you what's going to happen at CES or what is happening as it happens at CES. And one of the things that's going on there, it's all about AI. Of course, everything is, and it's the whole buzzword, right? But AI is making an actual physical appearance on your PC now. Physical appearance on your PC. We're going to tell you about that coming up on the program. Also, new technology here is planning to provide cellular service. It's going to start off as like text messaging at first, and then it's going to expand to full, you know, voice quality call service for all the remote areas in the United States. Think like when we took the family up to Yellowstone, there was no internet. It was like you dropped off the planet. You were completely unplugged. There's unplugged. Like when you go scout camping with the Boy Scouts, you know, you're unplugged, right? Maybe you only have periodic access to your email when you go to the top of the hill, you know? You're unplugged for the most part. But when you go to someplace like Yellowstone, I mean, there is no AM radio. I mean, you are unflippin' plugged. Well, not so much anymore now. You can't even get away from it anymore because a new company is going to provide cellular service in all these super remote areas with a new technology. So we're pretty excited to tell you about that one too. And also, this is really interesting because I learned a few new things when I was researching this story, but a major web browser was destroyed in the 1990s. You might remember Netscape Navigator. Some of you may not have only known it by reputation. Some of you may have actually used Netscape Navigator even if you've never opened a browser called Netscape, because Netscape, its code was open sourced at the end of its life. And it was resurrected by another browser company who brought it back to life. And at one point had 34% of the browser market share after the browser wars of the 90s. And now that browser might be dying again. So we're going to tell you, is your browser the one that's dying? Is your favorite the one that's going bye-bye? We're going to tell you all about it coming up on the program. So we got a lot to do today, guys. But first off, let's get to the fun stuff. I apologize to those of you on Facebook. Apparently the audio... Let's start the year with an audio glitch again. I almost forgot to turn the lights on, guys. Okay, literally, I almost forgot to turn the lights on. So the audio is there now. I apologize that you missed the first few minutes of it, but, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. You can also reach us outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. One of the things that that we talk a lot about at Schrock, when... You know, differentiation is a big deal. When you're a small business, which of course we are, you can't just do what Dell does. You can't just do what HP does and say, but we're better because we're local. You know, you have to do something more. You have to provide some kind of an advantage you have to differentiate yourself. You have to be different. You have to be competitive. And one of the ways that Schrock does that with our computers, in fact, at one point we tried to sell HP. We wanted to get HP laptops at one point in our service center. We wanted to do it direct through HP, kind of like we do with Asus. Let's go in and let's get the computers. And HP said, no, you can't sell our laptops unless you quit selling your house brand desktops. And we're like, well, that's stupid because What are we going to sell? Your boxes of air that have laptop motherboards in them that are powered by laptop power adapters, and you can't even put an additional stick of memory in them? It's like having not just a shoebox, but like a women's boot box. Okay, you know, like those knee-high boots, like a big pair of boots, right? A big box. But inside the box, instead of a big pair of women's boots, there's like a pair of flip-flops in the box. And they taped them down real good so they don't rattle, though. That's what the inside of an HP looks like, an HP desktop. It is not modular. You can't upgrade it. You can't. Everything is baked into the board. If your Wi-Fi dies, you throw the computer away. If your hard drive dies, well, guess you're going to get a new computer, because by the time you're done replacing your hard drive in this thing, you may as well just go buy a new $500 HP desktop. And that's how they design them. We talk all the time about how these computers, these public computers, the big brand names, are designed to be obsolete after 18 months, which people are shocked because they're like, I have an HP or I have a Dell and I've had it way more than 18 months, Mr. Schrock. Well, congratulations, they don't build them like they used to. If you've had your Dell or your HP for 5 years, when you buy your next Dell or HP, because you're not going to believe me until you see it yourself. When you buy your next, we did this one time when we had the Omaha Morning Blend that was on Channel 3 News. We go in there once a week and we have a little video production thing. I literally went to Best Buy and bought an HP desktop. And the cashier is like, why are you buying this? Because they see my shirt. They're like, they know who I am. They're like, why are you buying this? I'm like, don't worry. I'm going to bring it back in like 5 hours and return it. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, it's just got a TV date. That's all. And so we took it to the TV station and we opened the side panel and we did a segment. Here's the modular computer on one side and what it looks like on the inside. And here's your shoebox HP with what it looks like on the inside. Which computer would you rather have? Just looking at what you get for your money. Same price. Which would you rather have? And of course, you know, the modular one looks more impressive because there's more stuff in it because everything is its own piece. You need a new Wi-Fi card? You want to upgrade? Maybe, Wi-Fi AC was the big thing back in the day. Now it's Wi-Fi AX. You get a brand new Wi-Fi AX router and you're like, wow, my Wi-Fi 6 isn't really 6, and so why? And we say, well, it's because your card is too old. If you have a modular computer, get a new card. There you go. Done. Oh man, I want to run 26 hard drives in my computer. How can I do that? I only have 4 ports. Well, we'll get a few cards. Pop, pop, pop. There you go. You have ports for that. Now you can run 26 hard drives in your computer. I literally have a computer at home with 26 hard drives in it. You can do that. Oh man, this new thing, there's a new neural coprocessor coming out for AI. Oh, I wish I had that in my computer. Well, guess what? Somebody's going to make it on an expansion card, and you'll be able to get it in your computer as long as you have a port to run it. Do you have a port to run it? Oh, you did have the ports, but your modular computer is 10 years old because it lasts so long. You know, it's one of the holiday specials or something. You know, you've got it for a long time. Maybe your ports aren't fast enough. Gall darn it. I guess I'm just going to have to get a new computer. Now, some of you did get brand new computers during the holiday special. A lot of you did, actually. It was a record-setting holiday special year for us. It was crazy. A lot of you got regular computers as well, Intrepids, Boundlesses, Endeavors, things like that, regular laptops, regular desktops from Schrock. Who I'm talking to right now is everybody who didn't. Everybody who's been a previous customer of Schrock, who's bought one of our computers, whether it's a modular desktop or a solid-state laptop, and we promised you it was going to be modular and it was going to be upgradable. And you'd be able to adapt it. Now, of course, with laptops, we can only change memory and hard drives in most cases. Because on a laptop, everything has to be baked in because it's in a clamshell that folds shut on itself. So it's got to be all built together. But on a desktop, everything is upgradable. Even the entire guts of the computer are upgradable. So with that said, what we're going to do at Schrock this month for the rest of January, starting today till the end of January, if you want to bring in your modular computer or solid-state laptop for an upgrade evaluation to bring it up to even holiday special level technology, we can do that for you, and we're not going to charge you any labor. So just for the next 3 weeks, because we can't do this very long because, people are kind of expensive these days, if you haven't heard, so we kind of should be charging for our labor, but we're going to do this for the new year. We're going to put our money where our mouth is and show you that your modular computer is completely upgradable, can be upgraded, not only upgraded, but upgraded to even holiday special level technology in what you already have now. because the way we built it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, allows it to be upgradable. And there's different levels you can upgrade to. If you're running Windows 10 right now, but you really, you know, maybe you really should be running Windows 11, honestly, because of the protections that are out there. But Windows 12 is rumored to be coming this year. We don't have any confirmation from Microsoft yet, but it's not going to be subscription. We know that. It's going to be just like Windows 11. It's going to be Windows 12. But Windows 12 is going to be all AI all the time. And right now, that sounds like something that a lot of people really don't want, right? You're like, I don't need any AI. But imagine if your inbox could automatically figure out what's spam, not because you set a bunch of rules, but because it can figure out that, you know, if you're a middle-aged woman running a laptop, you probably don't care too much about Viagra ads. So the AI in your email could automatically sort your mail for you and get rid of the spam. So I'm not talking about life-changing AI that's booking, you know, trips for you and stuff like that. I'm talking about the simple things. Imagine your computer being able to do the simple things like that automatically for you so that you don't have to worry about it. Your life just becomes a little easier to manage. You can override the AI anytime, but that's coming baked into new computers. We're going to talk about that later on the program. So there's going to be a need to upgrade to this in your existing modular computers. So the world, there's a whole truckload of new technology coming, and the holiday special this year was just the tip of the iceberg. If you have one of our computers or one of our laptops and you're part of that Schrock family, we're going to take care of you to make sure that you can get your computer upgraded to the most current spec, and we're not going to charge you any labor to do it. So if you're interested in doing that, you can drop off your computer over at any Schrock location. You know, we have Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, Papillion, 84th and Highway 370, Lincoln, just south of 15th and Pine Lake Road, and of course, West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue. Drop off your computer. And we'll give you an evaluation. We'll tell you what we can do. We won't charge you to evaluate it. You know, we'll tell you what we can do. And if you decide to move forward, then we'll do it. And if you say, I don't want to do that, then we won't. It's that simple. But we can do it. You have the options because you have bought from Schrock in the past. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Quick break, guys. When we come back, AI is coming for your hardware. Dun, dun, dun. What's happening at CES and how is it going to impact what you see on your keyboard? We'll tell you coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry-standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the Modular Lifestyle or shop online at SchrockInnovations.com.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. You can now listen to the show live on Facebook, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Oh, my goodness. It wouldn't be a Compute This program on Facebook without an audio issue, right? Maybe my New Year's resolution should have been to get a video producer this year. I don't know. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Let's jump into those phones real quick. Diane. Welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Hi, Thor. My desktop computer, I never got the upgrade, the Windows 11 23H2 upgrade.
Okay.
I'm still on the old one. Is that unusual? Is there anything I can do? I was told that it's got to be done by the end of February, so I don't know what to do about that.
Okay, gotcha. Now, did you get a copy of our safe upgrade software, or were you just going to let the computer do its own upgrade?
I thought I'd let the computer do.
Okay. That's fine. You know, it's supposed to do the upgrade. It's supposed to do it on its own, right? But it doesn't. Mm-hmm. This is why we created Safe Upgrade, because sometimes your computer won't install it. Sometimes it's because there's something wrong and it can't install it. Sometimes It's because the update is a corrupted download. There's lots of different things that can go sideways with that update. Uh-huh. So there's a couple different things you can do. You can go seek it out. In other words, if you go to Google download Windows 11, you can actually download an installer and run the installer, and it's a whole big complicated thing. That's option one. Option two is you can just bring it into the service center, and we can take a look at it for you and see if we can do the upgrade for you in the service center on the bench. That way you're sure everything is going to go fine. And if something does go sideways, then it's not your problem anymore. It's our problem, because you brought us a functioning computer and we can't give you back a non-functioning computer. So, we got to do it, and we got to do it right. Your third option, if you have a little bit of do-it-yourself acumen, you can download Safe Upgrade. It's on our website. You can buy it online, schrockinnovations.com, and it will literally do the update for you at home. And then it's about $30 cheaper than bringing it into the shop. You don't have to bring it into the shop, because depending on where you live, the weather might be different. So,
I live in Chicago. Okay. Illinois.
So it would be a bit of a drive. I understand that. We're not quite that far out yet. But if, Des Moines would probably be your best option if you were going to drive it in. But no, I would recommend Safe Upgrade. The other nice thing is, if something goes sideways with Safe Upgrade, or you don't really understand how it's working or what to do with it, you can always call us, and we have our Schrock desk where we can remotely connect to your computer and step you through the process as well. So we have the capability to support you even though you're in Chicago, and we have the software to do this update for you and do it safely. That's the big thing, because when this software runs, if there is an issue with your computer where it's not a good idea to run the software, like if you have a failing hard drive, for example, the software will stop and say, the hard drive is bad, don't do it. And if you...
I was just in your Omaha for a checkup just a few weeks back at the end of last year. So
gotcha.
It should be in working order. So
everything should be fine.
And I just want to say thank you for all your work. And I've been to Omaha, and I've been to, Des Moines. So, I'm very happy with your work. So
thank you very much. I appreciate it, Diane.
So thank you for your help.
No sweat. We'll get you in the drawing as well for that $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. It sounds like it could come in handy for you here shortly. All right. Thank you for the call, Diane. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. Real quick, before we go to break, let's take Paul here. Paul, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
On Friday, I received another robocall from you for my warranty is being expired. Now, after the first robocall I got from you, I called and renewed it and everything like that. And every time I get another call, they say the robocalls are an automatic something or other.
Mm-hmm.
They're independent. which is just fine, just as long as I don't receive another call saying, we have now canceled your extended warranty, and here's your money back. Is there any way you can upgrade your robocall system?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're trying to get away from the robocalls entirely. And thank you for the call, Paul. I think what Paul's talking about is when you buy a Schrock modular computer and you have a warranty, if you have an extended warranty and you don't use it, we refund it back to you. But a lot of people, and when we sell it, we say then you can use that money to buy another warranty if you wanted to. So it's almost like you have a perpetual warranty until you need it. When you need it, you're really glad you have it. If you don't need it, it just keeps rolling over until you need it. And then if you get rid of the computer someday, it'll just roll over to a credit on your account and you can use it to buy whatever you want, another computer, renew your Sophos, whatever you want to do. The thing is, when your warranty expires and that rolls off your account, it doesn't just roll off and automatically buy another warranty. So we can't spend your money for you. You have to spend your money. So we send out robocalls saying, hey, your warranty is about to expire. Give us a call in the service center to get that warranty renewed. So once your warranty is renewed, though, you're not supposed to get another robocall. So there might be a little glitch in our system because obviously your warranty is not expired because you renewed it. Therefore, you don't have an expiring warranty. You shouldn't get a robocall. So I will go ahead and put a trouble ticket in with the mighty Alfonso. It was funny. On New Year's Eve, I was a little bored. And so he's working on a really big project it's literally a pig farming project. And I'll tell you all about it during the Aftershock. It's really cool. It's amazing that Schrock is doing these things. But anyway, he's working on a big project. So I'm trying not to interrupt him because he's really deep in this project. So we have this board of issues. Basically, we can submit a ticket. And so I'm adding things to his Jira board all the time, his SOS board about, you know, this, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I bounced him like 20 or 25 tickets on New Year's Eve. And he's like, oh, thank you, Thor. Happy New Year. Oh, yeah. But I will add this. I will gladly add another ticket to his Jira board so we can make sure we get that taken care of. Thank you for the heads up, Paul. I appreciate it. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us. 888-250-2091. Bottom of the hour break is here. We're a little late, so we're going to take that one. And when we come back, guys, and we're going to do the AI. We didn't get to the AI stuff, so I'll make sure we get to the AI story about what's happening with edge processing. Really important there. Also, another new technology is coming out to provide cellular connectivity in the most remote areas of the United States. We're going to tell you what it is and who's doing it coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty guys, welcome back in. My name is still Thor Schrock. I'm still the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Happy New Year, all that. Good stuff. I hope your New Year's resolutions are going good. As we said last week, remember not to tell anybody what your New Year's resolution is. Now, there's been studies about this, right? So if you make a New Year's resolution, or this is true of anything in life, I do this with projects all the time. like, I have an idea, right? And it's a, I think it's such a great idea. So I go tell other people about my idea, and they're like, no, that's a great idea. Then instead of doing the idea, I get all the dopamine reward for everybody telling me what a great idea it was just from telling them about an idea. We didn't actually do anything. We didn't actually make anything. We just talked about an idea. The same thing applies to your New Year's resolution. You tell everybody, yeah, I have a plan to lose 24 pounds in 12 days. Gonna kick it in the January. Yeah, but right now I'm gonna eat some more cake. But when January comes, you know, no more cake for me. You know, and so you get that, everyone, oh, that's a great plan, you know, and you get that dopamine rush from telling everyone what your New Year's resolution is. By not telling people what your New Year's resolution is, all the energy instead is pushed into actually accomplishing the resolution so you can get the dopamine rush. Side benefit, guys, side benefit, because, you know, we're talking about making sure everything in your life could be amazing. Because if you don't tell people what your New Year's resolution is and then you fail, you don't lose 24 pounds in 12 days. Nobody knows. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So AI is coming to your hardware, guys, to your home, to your life. We've talked about AI a lot over the last year, and I know that people are generally uncomfortable with AI because we all immediately jump from the Amazon A-word device, which I won't say because everyone's will go off, but the Amazon A-word device all the way to like Skynet and Terminator, right? I mean, there's nothing in the middle. There's no intermediate, you know, goodness or anything. Nope. We have Amazon A-words telling us all kinds of random trivia stuff. Or does yours go off for no reason? Like you're talking to your wife or your husband, and all of a sudden your A-word device just starts talking to you about something, and you're like, literally, I think they programmed it. If you say "shut up, A-word," well, A-word, I mean A-L-E-X-A, okay. Not shut up a word, but you know what I mean? You say just shut up device and it just stops talking. I think they actually coded that in there. So like if it started talking, because it's only supposed to listen to you if it hears its name, but it's obviously listening all the time, right? So I don't know. But anyway, so there's no middle ground, right? Well, AI is coming to your personal computing devices. You're going to start to see little things appearing in software. For example, if you use Adobe Photoshop, they have a whole set of AI tools in their Adobe Creative Cloud now that you don't have to have filters to do things anymore. You don't have to, you know, let's say you take some senior pictures for somebody and, you know, being a teen, kid's got some acne. So you're going to retouch the photos and remove the acne, right? Well, instead of zooming in on their face and looking at each pore and doing brush, 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 clone, 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 stamp, 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 and you're doing all that stuff. Instead, you click the AI button that says, get rid of the acne. And the AI knows what it's supposed to look for, knows what it's supposed to do and how it's supposed to get rid of it, and then gets rid of it. Let me give you another example. AI, do you have a bunch of old VHS tapes around the house? Like maybe home movies? You know, remember like, you know, your parents or your grandparents had that 8mm film on a reel? You got a bunch of VHS tapes or maybe even Betamax tapes around the house from your old camcorders when Gen Xers were young. So what do you do to get those digitized, right? Well, you can send them off to one of these memory box places and pay a bunch of money, or you can literally hook a VCR up to your computer and then just like rip them, like you'd rip a DVD or a video or something else. You just take the video and you put it on your computer. Well, now AI can take that VHS video, which is going to look awful when you watch it. You've forgotten how bad TV and VHS was when you were a kid. You want to know how bad it was? Go back and watch like one of those Star Trek Voyager episodes from the 90s. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Well, with AI, they will take a VHS tape and it will upsample it to 4K. How can it do that? How can you upsample VHS video to 4K? Well, it takes what's there and it literally fills in the pixels. It fills in the blanks. Knowing what this pixel is, to the right should be another pixel that's this. Then there's an 85% probability that the next pixel to the right should be that. And it can extrapolate. And then we hit the next valid pixel and we check the math and it all works. And all of a sudden you take what's a kind of a blurry, soft edged VHS video and it's a 4K home video all of a sudden, as if you took it with a modern digital camera. It's some of the stuff that AI can do is absolutely amazing. And it's not super scary. So you still have to click the button as a human, but then you don't have to do all the action. So this is kind of the intermediate step where, for example, on the new Dell Inspiron laptops that are coming out, And eventually I would expect to see these buttons on just about every laptop. But Dell is the first one coming to market. They're bringing them out at CES to show them off. The laptop, first of all, has its own integrated neural processing chip. Now, for those of you who are old school, who remember the old math coprocessors, remember how you can get your 8086 computer that ran at 33 megahertz? And then if you wanted it to be really fast at mathy things, you could get the math coprocessor, which bumped it up to 66 megahertz. Well, that's what the neural processor does. Basically, it's a little graphics chip that does the neural processing tasks, the AI tasks. Now, it's not as powerful as what's in the cloud, obviously, because it's not a huge data center, but it's capable of doing a lot of basic AI-related tasks on your local hardware, which means you don't have to have an internet connection, which means you can do these things with your own hardware, which means you can store the AI data that's created or needed for these tasks locally on the hard drive. You don't have to send a bunch of your data up to the cloud. You can keep it local and still get the benefits of limited AI locally. And then the things that have to, if there's something that needs to be done that requires some real horsepower, it will offload that to the web through the cloud instead and then bring it back local again. So it's called edge computing. And you're going to see this in cell phones. You're going to see this in tablets. You're going to see it in laptops. Dell is even creating a special button on the computer itself that you can press to activate your AI assistant, Copilot. Now, Microsoft Copilot is certainly nothing to get too excited about right now. I didn't find it very useful or fun when I tried it. But with that said, it's going to continue to develop, and it is going to be the next big thing, guys. It's going to be the thing that's sorting or even answering your emails for you. You don't think that's possible? Look at what Google is already doing with Gmail. Literally, the Gmail can almost write an entire email response to, it knows what you're going to write because it's watched everything you've written your entire life on Gmail. Even the things you never sent anybody. Even the things you typed in and then you backspaced out. It's watched it all. It knows how you talk. It knows how you think. That's how they deliver the ads to you that they think you need to see. So now we're just taking that to the next logical step and having it answer your emails for you too. I mean, you might die one day and then all of a sudden Gmail is still responding to your email as if you're still alive. Wouldn't that be something? Like you could send Dad an email and Dad emails you back. Kind of creepy. Dad's been dead for 10 years. You know, he's still emailing me back. This is a God net, God internet. I don't know. So there you go. I mean, this edge processing stuff is going to be pretty awesome and expect to see it coming to laptops here soon. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us. 888-250-2091. Kirk, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
My question is, how is AI going to affect the regular average person out there?
That's a great question because a lot of people think of AI as, you know, this. Okay, so AI is going to obviously, you know, when the war with China over Taiwan breaks out, we're not going to have enough soldiers to fight, you see, because China has more people than us. I mean, look what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. You know, they're just, Ukraine's out of people. They're out of men. They can't, or almost out of women, too. They can't, there's no one left to fight. So we're going to need AI robots to go fight our wars for us. I mean, everybody jumps to that. Like, you're going to be like robot dogs running around with laser blasters and stuff. And that's not how it's going to impact the average Joe's life. The average Joe is going to get in their car to go to work in the morning. The car is going to figure out automatically that when you get in the car Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., you're headed probably to the office. Here is the most efficient path to the office given the current traffic patterns that we've got that we've received from all the other vehicles on the road, so we can get you to work on time before 8 o'clock. Once you get to the office, your AI assistant on your computer will have already filtered out all the spam in your inbox. Meeting requests and things like that, that from people that you would almost always reply to. Because, I mean, there are meetings that we always take, right? If my wife sends me an appointment, I'm always taking the appointment. It's like she's adding something to the family calendar. I'm always adding that to my calendar. So if my wife sends me events, the AI is going to know we're going to put that on the calendar. If there are other events it's not sure about, it's going to leave those in my inbox for me to decide. And as I do things, it's going to learn from my patterns and my behaviors. You know, then when it's time to eat lunch, it knows that almost every day I eat the same thing for lunch. So it's going to know what I'm going to eat for lunch. It's going to order my lunch for me. And my lunch is just going to show up. I didn't order it. I didn't have anything to do with that. It's just going to appear. And I'm going to be like, hey, that's great. I was kind of hungry, actually. AI in the short run, in the next 10 years, is going to simplify your life by automating the most mundane tasks, which in turn is going to make you more productive. It's going to make the average U.S. employee much more productive. It's going to make analyzing large data sets very efficient, which is going to make anything that implements AI is going to become incredibly efficient. And that's one of the reasons why people are so freaked out about the IRS adding 80,000 agents and AI. So the AI is going to be able to go through every single deposit, every single transaction from every single thing associated with your name. And it's going to be able to figure out really quickly who should be targeted for an audit. And then 80,000 IRS agents are going to go to town and bring the government some bacon. A lot of people are really freaked out about that, because what could be a simple mistake or a simple thing that you didn't even know you weren't supposed to do becomes a really big deal all of a sudden, and AI catches it every time. So even with government implements this, you would think that government would implement the AI, become more efficient, and reduce the size of government. No, it's the other way around. Government never gets smaller, but it's going to get a lot more efficient at doing whatever it is it's supposed to be doing. For example, my wife and I are looking, we have to renew our passports. We have to mail in all this documentation, and then we have to wait 8 weeks to get our passports back. Now, if you figure 2 weeks of the eight is the super speedy United States Postal Service, that means 6 weeks. It takes somebody 6 weeks to confirm our information, take the picture that we supplied, slap it in a document, and print a document. Now, instead, let's say you input that all into a system, or you do it all online, for example, would be even better. And then the AI will just process it for the person. There isn't a human on the other side processing your passport. It's AI saying everything is in order here, doing the simple things that a human being is doing to double check the data. And then it issues the passport. I mean, it's going to be, you want to get through immigration caseload faster? Well, let's just offload some of these immigration cases to AI judges. Because all these cases are pretty straightforward. Are you fleeing from persecution? Are you in fear of your life? Is your government oppressing you? There's a list of questions. And what's happening is all the illegal immigrants are coming over here and they're staying because it takes 10 or 15 years to get in front of a judge for them to determine you shouldn't be here. But by that time, they've had kids and there's DACA and they're in school and they're part of the community. And it's really, really hard to send a family back that's half U.S. citizen and half not. And so that's the way it works. Now, AI can solve that problem. So there's going to be a lot of different ways that some people are going to really like and some people are really going to hate, that AI is going to impact the average person. So that's just some of the examples I can think of off the top of my head, Kirk.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm going to eat more coconut cream pie for the year, though.
That's your new... Don't tell me your resolution, because now you won't do it. You better go eat one right now just to be safe. Thanks for the call, Kirk. I appreciate you listening to the program. All right, before we go to break here, guys, I want to tell you about a new technology that's coming. This is pretty cool stuff, because we've seen Apple starting to do this already, offering limited text messaging capabilities on iPhones based off of satellite internet service. So the thing that I don't understand is, okay, if I get on an airplane, you know, not one of the super maxes, because you hear about the window that just blew off of the side of the airplane in flight. Plane is flying 16,000 feet. It's taken off from the airport. You're sitting in a chair and you have your seatbelt on because you're taking off. And suddenly your window, not the door as was originally reported, but the window and the entire panel on the side of the plane just goes like a Tupperware lid and flies off the side of the plane. And suddenly you got a convertible. You're looking out there. You're looking out over the wing like, oh, this is interesting. I think we're going to die. Oh my gosh, it's crazy stuff, you know? Well, technology is always impressive. And one of the things that we're getting is more and more connected. And it's going to be important for AI and everything else to keep everybody connected. Well, when you go out to a remote area and you have a problem, whether that's a rural area in Nebraska or Iowa, I mean, when I'm driving to Des Moines, for example, man, the road, there's a bunch of like dips, basically, like, you know, peaks and valleys, like hills. And if you hit the bottom of a hill, your internet signal just drops. So you're listening to internet radio or something, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. You're trying to use iHeartRadio or something, and it's like, you can hear it at the top of the hill, but not the bottom of the hill. Hope the buffer is long enough to get to the top of the next hill. Well, if there was satellite internet service that went directly to your cell phone, imagine how convenient that would be. So you get on the plane at 16,000 feet. You can't get an internet signal anymore on your cell phone. Have you ever accidentally left your phone off of airplane mode on the airplane? and you notice that when you land, your battery is like 0% because it's been searching for a signal the whole time you've been in the air and it can't find one. Well, now you could get a signal from space, from a satellite. Now, at first, it's going to be just limited to text messaging, kind of like Apple service, but Starlink is going to be offering this. Now, you guys, I have to tell you, I am almost 100% certain. I mean, this isn't a Thorstradamus prediction or anything, but Elon is going to spin off Starlink as a separate for-profit company. It only makes sense. The amount of equity he could pull from this would more than pay for his Twitter acquisition. Let's put it that way. But boy, when you talk about connectivity, at first it's going to be just text messaging, kind of like what Apple's doing, but it's going to be available across the board for a wide range of customers. And then eventually it's going to be full voice signals. And of course, I think eventually it's going to be full internet, full voice, you know, full voice and data service, which is just data now, across the planet under one small bill. So home internet, cellular voice, everything, all your connectivity provided by Starlink, all for one low price. I think that's where this is going for Starlink, and it's going to be amazing if it gets there. Which is, it's one of those things they're calling Elon the uncancelable billionaire, because literally he owns the ability to broadcast messages into your life. They can't cancel them. They can't cut them off of Amazon and platforms or Google platforms, or they can't silence them on social media anymore because he owns social media. It's pretty impressive stuff. So anyway, it's just amazing the technology that's coming. So keep your eyes out for that. I don't think that's going to be something you're going to sign up for in the next year or anything, but over the next 5 to 10 years, I think we're going to have a whole nother type of internet service provider. So maybe don't sign a long-term contract. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Final break of the program, guys. When we come back, a major internet web browser in the 1990s called Netscape Navigator was destroyed in the browser wars with Internet Explorer. The government actually sued Microsoft, if you recall, over destroying Netscape Navigator as being monopolistic and anti-competitive. Well, then they open sourced all the code for Netscape Navigator, and another company picked it up and made it into a browser that eventually gained 34% market share of all the browsers out there. So it had 34% against Internet Explorer and Chrome and everything else. But now it's dying again. It's almost irrelevant. And it could be the browser that you're using right now. We're going to tell you which one it is coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
Schrock Innovations repair technicians also make house calls. Make an appointment and let us bring our award-winning computer support right to your home or business.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service centers before, new customers get their first hour of labor free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your two-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
Alrighty, guys. Nothing like a little music to start your Sunday off for you. Oh my gosh. Welcome in. Final episode of the show, guys. Stay tuned, though, to facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. After the program, we'll have an after Schrock. And I got some, like I said, I'm a little snarky today. So I've got some stuff. And so we'll talk about it, of course, and anything you want to talk about as well. Just looking up at Fox News here on the screen, and it's the people with romantic New Year's resolutions. And of course, you know, I can't hear it. I can read part of it, but, you know, not while I'm talking. And I'm like, romantic resolutions, like, this year my resolution is to find a husband? This year I resolve to date more people. What are your romantic New Year's resolution? I don't know. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. I mentioned, guys, a major web browser called Netscape Navigator was killed off, actually, in the 1990s by Internet Explorer. Microsoft basically said, hey, every new computer that comes out, if you want to run Windows on your computer, which, of course, at that time you had to run Windows or no one could use your computer, you're going to make Internet Explorer the default browser or you're not going to get Windows. So Netscape Navigator was kind of the default go-to browser up until that point for getting on the internet. Well, once Microsoft made everybody change their default browser to Internet Explorer, nobody really knew how to change their default browser. It's the same reason when you buy a Schrock modular computer, we switch all of your privacy options to maximum, and we turn off your advertising ID and your location services and all the stuff that you really don't need on the computer because you're not, you know, carrying it around and things like that. Because maybe you want to have Microsoft have all that data. Maybe, but where do you know where to go to turn it back on? No. Do you know where to go to turn it off? No. So most people don't know how to change their default browsers or things like that. So Netscape Navigator quickly got destroyed. As a result, in a last ditch effort to try to remain relevant, they open sourced the code for Netscape Navigator's browser. And a little company picked up this open source code and started to use it in their own browser called Firefox. And so Firefox 2.0 was basically just Netscape Navigator, you know, realistically. Then over the years, they actually modernized the browser a little bit. And in the early 2000s, so think like 2005 to 2007, somewhere in there, they actually had almost 35% market share. 35% of internet users were actually using Firefox rather than Internet Explorer or Chrome at the time, which is the up and comer that now has over almost 50% of the market share. Long story short, guys, Internet Explorer's market share has dropped to 2.2% now. Or excuse me, Internet Explorer. Firefox's market share has dropped to 2.2%. The only reason they're still around is because they get licensing fees from Google, from the technology licensing, of about $500 million a year. Although $6 million of those dollars goes to the CEO of Firefox. A lot of people aren't happy with it, you know, because Firefox is supposed to be, you know, this alternative browser, but it's very rapidly fading to irrelevancy. And that's sad because it's the browser I'm using right now. It's the one that I go to every day. So we'll see what happens in the future here, but I just don't like using Chrome because everything you type into Chrome, like I said, the big G-man's always watching. All righty, real quick, last caller of the show here. Let's see if we can squeeze in. Dick, how can I help you today on Compute This? Dick, are you with me? All right. Well, we can't seem to get Dick there, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We got to run here. Today's winner, the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, is Kirk. Congratulations, Kirk. We'll get a hold of you on Monday to get you that $25 into your Schrock account so you can spend it on anything you want. Remember, new customers in all of our service centers, if you're having a problem with your computer and you've never been to a Schrock service center before, your first hour of labor is free. You just got to say, hey, I'm a new customer. I want that free hour. We'll give you your first hour free. Also, if you have a Schrock modular computer for the entire month of January, bring it into the service center and we'll give you upgrade options to upgrade it to the most modern technology available with no labor cost at all. Stay tuned for the After Schrock, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, and we'll see you all next Sunday for another edition of Compute This.